Good evening. This is Read in Nepal. I'm Deependra Silwal with the news. The headlines first. Lawmakers stress on making local levels proactive to contain COVID-19. Home Minister Balakrishna Khar directs officials to deploy technical teams to assess damages caused by rain-induced disasters. Health Ministry reports 3,611 new coronavirus cases in Nepal today. And Australia deploys hundreds of soldiers to Sydney to help enforce COVID lockdown. Now the news in detail. Lawmakers have drawn the government's attention toward increasing corona infection cases, problems of natural disasters and other political issues. Addressing the meeting of the House of Representatives today, lawmakers emphasized on making the local bodies more responsible and proactive for controlling corona infection. In today's meeting of the House, Minister for Law, Justice and Parliamentary Affairs, Ganendra Bahadur Karki, presented the government's annual report for fiscal year 2019-2020 on behalf of Prime Minister Sir Bahadur Deuba. Ruling Nepali Congress senior leaders have discussed the party's active membership disputes. Prime Minister and Nepali Congress President Sir Bahadur Deuba, senior leader Ramchandra Poril, leader Krishna Sitola discussed the matters with the active membership probe committee's members at Deuba residence at Budanilakanta today. Home Minister Balakrishna Khar has directed concerned bodies to deploy technical teams to disaster-hit areas to assess the damages. Speaking at a discussion held with officials of the subordinate bodies today, Home Minister Khar directed the officials to depute technical teams to study the damages caused by the rain-induced disasters in the areas including Sindhupalsuk, Manang, Gurkha and Lamjung, saying movements have been halted due to landslides and flooding in several areas. The Home Minister asked the officials to manage daily supplies to people via helicopters. He further directed them to submit a report of damages caused by the calamities after the assessment and asked the Ministry for necessary budget to tackle the situation. Minister for Finance Janardhan Sarma and Chinese Ambassador to Nepal Hao Enti met at Finance Ministry today. During the meeting, the Finance Minister thanked the Government of China for its assistance to battle the COVID-19 and for post-earthquake reconstruction drive. He also pledged to take initiative to sort out the probable problems in implementing China-funded projects in Nepal. He said Nepal government would monitor the projects and complete them on time. During the meeting, Chinese Ambassador Engqi said China's policies and perceptions towards Nepal would remain the same regardless of government leadership, lauding the relations between China and Chinese Communist Party with Nepal and Nepali people. Ambassador Engqi said the 1.6 million doses of aerosol vaccine promised earlier would be in Nepal soon. Likewise, Chinese Ambassador to Nepal, Enki, met Minister for Energy. Hao Enki met Minister for Energy, Water Resources and Irrigation, Pompa Vasal, at Singhadarbar today. During the meeting held at Ministry, Minister Vishal and Ambassador Engqi discussed the matters of bilateral interest and welfare, including reviewing of implementation of China-funded projects. Similarly, Chinese Ambassador Engqi stressed on collaboration between the two countries and said Chinese companies were interested in investing in Nepal's hydropower sector. The Ministry of Health and Population has reported 3,611 new cases of COVID-19 in Nepal in the past 24 hours. Updating the COVID-19 related data today, the Ministry also confirmed the recovery of 1,816 COVID-19 patients. Likewise, 27 COVID-19 related deaths were recorded today. This has pushed total COVID-related deaths in Nepal to 9,834. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
Sada khana 100 rupiyan, mutton khana 200 rupiyan. Oi, mobile ko data pani hamile chalako menu anusar mahango ra sasto parnu parne hoina ra.
Huncha ni mitra, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Viber, WhatsApp jasta samajik sanjal haru matrai chalaune ho bhane Nepal Telecom ma asadhyai sasto mulya ma social media data pack paincha. Tehi nai majale chalaune.
Star 1415 has dial gone host.
Nepal Telecom, Rashtrako Sanchar.
Welcome back. Now the remaining news. A person has gone missing in the Mahakali River while crossing the river on a rope bridge at Malghat of Bass Rural Municipality 2 in Darchula. Local Bikram Singh Dhami said 35-year-old Jai Singh Dhami, who was coming to Kalanga of Darchula via Uttarakhand of India, went missing in the river as Indian Border Security Force SSB caught the rope bridge while he was on it. People in Bass area were forced to use Indian territory and the rope bridge across Mahakali River while coming to Darchula district headquarters at Kalanga. Meanwhile, Nepali Congress has demanded the government investigate the inhuman incident of a person going missing in the Mahakali River. Issuing a statement today, Nepali Congress spokesperson Biswa Prakash Sharma asked the government to bring the facts related to the case out. Their statement also asked the government to take the matters to Indian government and provide relief to the family of the victim. The Nepal Telecommunications Authority has cancelled the process of placing on a satellite in orbit. Issuing a notice today, the authority said the process had been terminated as none of the companies selected for launching the satellite in orbit responded positively. The authority has clarified that the previous proposal had been cancelled in a bid to initiate a new process. You are listening to Read in Nepal's English News. Now on some international updates. Australia has deployed hundreds of soldiers to Sydney to help enforce a COVID lockdown. A Delta outbreak, which began in June, has produced nearly 3,000 infections and led to 9 deaths. But many have questioned whether the military intervention is necessary. Meantime, Japan is extending a state of emergency in Tokyo and expanding it to new regions as the Olympic Games host faces a surge in COVID-19 cases. Japan's Prime Minister Yoshihide Suga has warned that infections were spreading at an unprecedented rate, urging the country to watch the games from home. Likewise, the USA has recorded more than 92,400 new cases of COVID-19 in the past 24 hours. This is the highest single-day spike of COVID cases in the USA after 12th of February. The Delta variant has quickly grown from less than 1% of cases in May to more than 80% now in the USA. In the ongoing 32nd Summer Olympic Games, China is leading the medal tally with 18 gold, 9 silver and 11 bronze medals. Japan is trailing behind in the second position with 17 gold, 4 silver and 7 bronze medals. And the USA is in the third position with 14 gold, 16 silver and 11 bronze medals. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be generally to mostly cloudy throughout the country. Light to moderate rain is likely to occur at many places of the country. There are also chances of heavy rain with thunder and lightning at one or two places of Province 1, Kentucky Province, Lumbini Province and Karnali Province. With this, we have almost come to the end of this bulletin from Read in Nepal for this hour. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Lawmakers stressed on making local levels proactive to contain COVID-19. Home Minister Balakrishna Kant directs officials to deploy technical teams to assess damages caused by rain-induced disasters. Health Ministry reports 3,611 new coronavirus cases in Nepal today, and Australia deploys hundreds of soldiers to Sydney to help enforce COVID lockdown. That's the end of news from Read Nepal for this hour. Please also log on to our website www.onlinereadnepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next bulletin in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.